What do you think of our stories? What do you think of Zuma? What do you think? I'd love to know, you know, police have seemed to have seized a missile in Italy. I'd like to know, have you ever seen anything crazy being seized? I know we have sometimes goats being seized in cars in this country. What do you think you might have get seized if you open the average bonnet in South Africa? I'd love to know. 0618951019. That's our WhatsApp. You can SMS us 34519. Tweet us at Chai FM or email us onair@chaifm.com. Do you think that we would seize a missile? I don't know, but what I do know is it's time to head over to Chair Thomas and find out about state capture and the Zondo Commission. Chad, how are you doing?
Benji, good afternoon. How are you guys today?
Good, thank you. Death threats, forgetfulness, amnesia. What's been going on today in the Zondo?
Benji, you hit the nail on the head. It's been one of those bombshell days once again. Zuma, being his normal self, once again asked to address the commission when he arrived today. Everybody thought he was going to get straight into cross-examination. And he advised the commission chair and all and sundry that his PA, who based at the Chief House, received death threats last night, and that those death threats were directed at both him as well as his family. This obviously is of concern. Everybody worries about death threats. We know that Igwezi also received death. But taken into context, considering the amount of supposed attempts on Zuma's life that he spoke about yesterday have taken place over the last 50 years, I suppose this is just another notch in his belt when it comes to death threats.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that is something. And certainly there have been allegations of him having death threats before. Anything of substance coming out? I see that he's named a bunch of names, including a variety of personalities playing that card again.
Very interesting day today. Firstly, the chairperson of the commission, Deputy Chief Justice Zondo, asked for the respective legal practitioners that are taking part in this particular cross-examination to go into chambers because there were issues that were raised by the legal counsel acting for President Zuma relating to terms of reference as regards to cross-examination, etc. It was clearly indicated by them that they believe they're there as a favour to the commission. They don't have to be there if they don't want to, and they don't appreciate the way in which the cross-examination is taking place, etc. As a result, the Deputy Chief Justice did not make a ruling on that. He said that in the efforts to keep it cordial, etc., there should just be mutual respect shown amongst the parties, etc., and the commission resumed. What was very interesting, however, today is the fact that Ace Magashule made an appearance. And Ace Magashule, as Secretary General of the party, is basically one of the most senior members of the party. He forms part of the top six. And he's clearly showing his support for Zuma and said that if there have been allegations made of members of the party being spies, that should be investigated. So that was very interesting. Somebody else who made an appearance later in the day was Malusi Gigaba, the former minister. He didn't stay very long because he arrived within 5 minutes of the commission about to end. But regarding actual testimony, Fakie Mentor's testimony was brought up, which Zuma denied emphatically. And then testimony was brought up relating to the Guptas, where Zuma actually acknowledged receiving updates from the Guptas regarding the establishment of the New Age newspaper. So a very interesting day.
Yeah, absolutely. And any more spy allegations, people being brought up in the commission that perhaps we haven't heard of before?
Well, Sipiwe Nyanda actually communicated with the media today regarding the allegations made against him yesterday. And he said he won't be pursuing legal action, but he made a very valid point. He said, you know, if the president knew of spies within the party as far back as 50 years ago, there's always been people that have been hurt or gone missing as a result of spies within the party. And it's counterintelligence. And he says if the president was aware of all of this, he could have given so many families closure by discussing this. And he just finds the timing very strange that the president brings up, or the former president rather, brings up these allegations now and hasn't really discussed that length over the past 3 decades.
Yeah, certainly very, very interesting stuff that's going on down at the Zondo Commission. Chad, we will be getting back to you tomorrow, so please keep an eye on proceedings for us.
great. I look forward to it. And you guys have a great one. And those that are driving, drive safely.
Thank you so much. That's Chad Thomas there, who's coming to us from the State Capture Commission. We've got our first SMS for the day. Sadly, one that's not very exciting as far as a number of people have concerned. This is Shalomut from Glen Hazel. Thank you for sending in, nonetheless. She's saying that this is boring and that she's going to turn the station off until Howard and Kathy return, and potentially Simon. Simon seems to be unsure if he's allowed back on the show.